A Lady's Life in the Rocky Mountains by Isabella L. Bird. Read by Claire Willey for Naxos Audiobooks. To my sister, to whom these letters were originally written, they are now affectionately dedicated. Letter 1. Lake Tahoe. Morning in San Francisco. Dust. A Pacific mail train. Digger Indians. Cape Horn. A mountain hotel. A pioneer. A Truckee livery stable. A mountain stream. Finding a bear. Tahoe. Lake Tahoe, September the 2nd. I have found a dream of beauty at which one might look all one's life and sigh. Not lovable like the Sandwich Islands, but beautiful in its own way. A strictly North American beauty. Snow-splotched mountains, huge pines, redwoods, sugar pines, silver spruce. A crystalline atmosphere, waves of the richest colour, and a pine-hung lake which mirrors all beauty on its surface. Lake Tahoe is before me, a sheet of water 22 miles long by 10 broad, and in some places 1,700 feet deep. It lies at a height of 6,000 feet, and the snow-crowned summits which wall it in are from 8,000 to 11,000 feet in altitude. The air is keen and elastic. There is no sound but the distant and slightly musical ring of the lumberer's axe. It is a weariness to go back, even in thought, to the clang of San Francisco, which I left in its cold morning fog early yesterday, driving to the Oakland ferry through streets with sidewalks heaped with thousands of cantaloupe and watermelons, tomatoes, cucumbers, squashes, pears, grapes, peaches, apricots, all of startling size as compared with any I ever saw before. Other streets were piled with sacks of flour, left out all night, owing to the security from rain at this season. I pass hastily over the early part of the journey, the crossing the bay in a fog as chill as November, the number of lunch baskets, which gave the car the look of conveying a great picnic party, the last view of the Pacific, on which I had looked for nearly a year, the fierce sunshine and brilliant sky inland, the look of long rainlessness, which one may not call drought. The valleys with sides crimson with the poison oak, the dusty vineyards with great purple clusters thick among the leaves, and between the vines great dusty melons lying on the dusty earth,